This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. For many people, sexually transmitted diseases are a taboo topic. The Louisiana Department of Health is trying to change that. In 2016, Northeast Louisiana had the second highest diagnosis rate for gonorrhea in the state. KEDM's Jay Curtis talked with Iberia Watley with the STD program for the Louisiana Department of Health on this week's Time to Talk.
Iberia Watley, welcome to the program.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
What is your office doing to decrease those rates across the state, but certainly in Northeast Louisiana?
In Northeast Louisiana, the Office of Public Health has organized a STD-HIV task force that works to address the high rates of disease. The task force includes members from the community, healthcare providers, mental health providers, substance users, parents, faith-based elected officials, school staff, Department of Corrections, others that participate in this task force and help us to develop policy, help us to come up with interventions and other things that we can do to address the high rates of infection.
So can you point to something that's come from that task force that's been implemented in our area?
One thing that has been implemented is being able to access the school system, where we have been able to go into schools and provide education on sexually transmitted infections. And even in one school within the region, not in the Monroe area, but within Region 8, we were able to not only provide that education, but to offer screenings for sexually transmitted infections for young people.
Well, let's go back a little bit to the basics. When do I need to be talking to my child about sexual health?
Now, each parent needs to determine when to talk to their child about sexual health and to what degree. There are several factors to consider when approaching this topic: your child's maturity, the environment, what they see, their parents' beliefs and values. Considering the number of young children who are sexually abused, as parents and as the community at large, we must begin conversations with our children as early as possible about the difference between good and bad touch. There are several community resources available to expand on the topic of speaking to children, such as the Children's Coalition.
What are some things to be on the lookout for? How would I know if my child was at risk for an STI? Obviously, sexual activity, the onset of puberty, but what goes beyond that?
Okay, so you cannot look at a person and tell whether or not they have a sexually transmitted infection. So first, parents must determine if their child is having sex. Anyone who has unprotected sex puts themselves at risk for acquiring an infection. Now, it's certainly difficult to talk to your child about sex, and it's difficult for youth to share this information with their parents in fear that they may be punished or that they may disappoint their parents. So parents should become aware of resources that are in the community to educate and treat their children so that they can share this information with their children as a resource in addition to parental support. Louisiana Office of Public Health does have a website which contains accurate information and resources. That website is louisianahealthhub.org.
Iberia Watley is the program monitor for the STD program for the Louisiana Office of Public Health. Iberia, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. I'm so happy to have the opportunity to be here.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.